Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Morning, everybody. Thanks for coming out on this brisk but beautiful sunny morning. Thanks to the county executive, Mark Polenkars, for joining us here today. And Brian Smith, he's the associate executive director for the campaign for, Citizens Campaign for the Environment. Thanks for joining us here today. So we're here today to talk about plastic bags. Every year, more than 20 billion plastic bags are used by New Yorkers. Let me say that again. 20 billion plastic bags. That's a quarter billion pounds of plastic just in New York State every year. So what's a quarter billion pounds? Think of it this way. 9,000 school buses is the same weight as the number of plastic bags we use every year in New York State. We use plastic bags for an average of 12 minutes. We call them single-use bags, but they're really momentary use bags. We use a bag for 12 minutes, and then guess where they go? They go to a landfill where they'll stay for a half a millennium. So we all know that our lakes and rivers here in Western New York are not immune to plastic pollution. We can't fix the world's use of single plastic bags, but we can start with the 20 billion that we are currently using in New York State. Across the country, we have seen communities take up measures to reduce the usage of plastic bags. And guess what? Those measures work. In San Jose, they instituted a ban on plastic bags and put a fee on the paper alternatives. They resulted in 89% reduction in the use of plastic and a drastic reduction of the number of plastic bags that they had to pull out of their storm drains and sewer system every year. D.C., the District of Columbia, instituted a 5-cent plastic bag fee, and they saw their usage drop by 50%. The plastic bag ban works. The plan currently being discussed in Albany as part of our budget would limit the use of plastic bags in retail settings and allow us to take a positive step towards a cleaner environment. A direct ban would apply to all stores, all retails, restaurants. In addition, we would add on a 5-cent fee for every paper bag used. That fee would not go to the retailer, and it won't go to the state's general fund. It'll go directly to the state's Environmental Protection Fund to help us preserve our environment, but also to clean up all the waste caused by plastic bags currently in our environment. The manufacture of paper bags requires the cutting down of 14 million trees a year. So if we ban plastic and then go rate the paper, we're really not doing a good work. We're just trading one unsustainable bag for another. So we need to focus on making reusable bags part of our daily life. The transition to reusable bags will be a change, but it's a change that we need to make for our environment and for our future. Think of it this way. When we passed a law requiring seatbelts, fewer than 20% of motorists use a seatbelt. Right now, 95% of motorists use seatbelts. So we know that we can change behavior, and things that appear to be inconvenient in the present, and a couple years go by and you don't even think twice of it. So it's time that we take a stand to protect our waterway and our environment from plastic pollution, and to preserve for future generations of New York or our great state. So often what happens in New York State is Erie County leads and New York follows. So Erie County has been a leader on things such as smoking limitations in restaurants, limiting smoking in cars, clean indoor air, and most recently, Erie County has taken a lead, which the federal government then followed in the banning of microplastics. Mark Polenkars has been on the forefront of talking about the damage caused by plastic bags in our environment. So happy to have Mark Polenkars here with us today.
You're Mark. There you go.
Thank you, Assemblymember Ryan, and I am pleased to be here on this brisk spring day in Delaware Park, right in front of the, of course, beautiful Marcy Casino, and in front of the, next to the Delaware Park Rose Garden, which I noticed when I looked over here, what do you see stuck in the roses over there?
Yep.
A plastic bag. We didn't put it there, it just floated there on its own, and unfortunately that's an example of what happens when you talk about pollution and plastic pollution. Assemblymember Ryan is correct. One of the biggest problems that our sewer division has and our Department of Public Works has is the issues associated with plastic pollution in sewer drains. It is a big issue because it is not something that is easily remedied. We have to go in there with our sewer jets and blow them out and sometimes hand clean them out. Plastic pollution is a blight on our beautiful society. It is also, as the Assemblymember noted, something that's going to last a lot longer than any of us. Single-use plastic bags can last over 10,000 years. And unfortunately, when we're long gone, the bag that we use from whatever store we went to, Wegmans or Tops or Dash's, or if you're going to the mall, Penny's or anything else, is going to be here a lot longer than each and every one of us. It's incumbent upon us to do our best to protect this planet, this community, this county, this state, the best that we can. Our forefathers, our foremothers have invested in our community through strong environmental laws so that we could have a beautiful community here today, and we need to do the same. That's why I've been a strong advocate for the elimination of single-use plastic bags and replacing them with reusable bags like the ones that you see here. And what I'm very proud to hear is the Environmental Protection Fund that would be created through this law if it is passed in the budget negotiations. Because instead of the retailers getting the money for things that they're already providing for free, we'll be putting it into an Environmental Protection Fund to further clean our beautiful environment here in New York. We have an obligation and a duty to leave our community, to leave our county, to leave our state in a better shape than when we took it. And we can do this through the passage of this ban of single-use plastic bags. I support it. I've been calling for it in Erie County. We were not able to get it in the last few years. But when the discussion came that it should be done at the state level, I wholeheartedly agree. This is not something that Erie County can do on its own. We need it to be done elsewhere, because if you can still use single-use plastic bags in Niagara County and Chautauqua County and in Wyoming County and the like, but you couldn't in Erie County, our environment is still being polluted one way or another. That's why it's very important that this be handled on the statewide level. Other communities have done it across the country. The people have accommodated to it very quickly. You talk to folks who go to these communities, whether it's in California or Massachusetts, or for that matter, towns and cities in New York State on Long Island, and they all say, I was able to adjust to it very quickly through using reusable bags or using paper bags. First job I ever had was working as Tops, doing carts and loading bags of groceries at the Tops Market on Southwestern McKinley in Hamburg. We had only paper bags back then. There were no plastic bags. Yeah, sometimes you had to double bag it, but that's okay. And then when I remember when plastic was being introduced in the supermarkets, people complained that this is horrible, we want our paper bags. Well, what's been horrible about plastic bags is the impact it's had on our local environment. So I certainly support this legislation. I appreciate all that Assemblymember Ryan is doing to get this through in the state budget, because if it happens, our community, our county, our state will be better for it, and we can proudly say when we leave office, whenever that is, that we did leave our community in better shape than when we took it. So I proudly support this. And with that, I'd like to introduce, of course, Brian Smith from Citizens Campaign for the Environment, which has been working with my administration on this issue for some time, and I know is working on the statewide level as well. Brian?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.
And good morning, and thank you all for coming today. I want to start by thanking Assemblyman Ryan and County Executive Polenkars for their strong and unwavering leadership on this really important issue. We've dealt with the scourge of plastic bags for far too long. They're found littered in every one of our neighborhoods. As the County Executive said, they're in our storm drains causing localized flooding, and they're in our Great Lakes where they end up in our fish. We've gotten used to the free giveaway of plastic bags at stores, but that giveaway is coming at a significant price. We all know that there's no such thing as a free lunch. We have to realize there's no such thing as a free plastic bag. Plastic bags are anything but free. We pay for plastic bags in the form of higher prices. Retailers spend billions of dollars every year purchasing these bags. That price gets rolled into the cost of the products that we buy. we pay for bags with the health of our Great Lakes. Bags contribute to the 5.5 million pounds of plastic that are going into Lake Erie every single year. We also pay for plastic bags with costly damage to our recycling infrastructure. Plastic bags often end up in a place they shouldn't be, the recycling bin. Then it goes to the municipal recycling facility where it jams machines and causes contamination. That causes anywhere between $300,000 and $1 million of damage at individual municipal recycling facilities across the state, according to a DEC survey. This only contributes and worsens the costly solid waste crisis that we're facing in New York State. So as a society, we can no longer afford the high cost of the single-use plastic bag, and it is time to ban them. But it's not enough to just simply ban plastic bags. The Assemblyman rightly is pursuing a policy that would ban plastic bags and couple that with a fee on paper bags. Our goal is not to switch from single-use plastic to single-use paper bags. Our goal is to switch from single-use to reusable bags. Paper carries its own environmental impacts, from cutting down trees to wasting energy and wasting fresh water. So as New York State works to adopt a policy, hopefully in the next week in the state budget, we have the benefit of years of experience of bag policies across the nation and across the globe. The ban on plastic with a fee on paper is seen as the gold standard. It's reduced plastic pollution, and it's effectively incentivized the public to make the switch to reusable bags. So again, I want to thank the leadership of the Assembly and encourage the legislature and the governor to come to an agreement and get this important policy done in the budget. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, County Executive Poloncarz. Does anyone have any questions for myself or any of the Assembled? Right now, we're in active negotiations. Some of the back and forth is about the hybrid version of banning the plastic, permitting the paper, but then the 5-cent fee is where is it going to go? The Assembly has staked out a strong position that every part of that 5-cent fee should go to the Environmental Protection Fund. There's certainly lobbyists from the grocery industry asking for the stores to get a cut of that 5-cent fee. But as the county executive noted, the stores are giving those bags away today for free. So I'm not sure why they would have their hands out to say, I'd like a portion of this 5 cents now.
Sean, does this proposal have any mention on boxes? I do a lot of shopping at Aldi, for example.
Yep.
I have those big boxes that I always have to carry out. Are boxes impacted by this?
No, boxes wouldn't be. And, we applaud Aldi because they're actually reusing the boxes that their produce comes in. And allowing it to be used once again before it goes to the recycle bin. So we're thumbs up on that.
Was this proposal in the state introduced by you or was it introduced by somebody else?
We have various bills right now about banning plastic bags. And so what this is, it's a combination of all those bills, and all the stakeholders are coming together around this issue. So we have really, really clear that we want to ban the plastic. And we don't want a replacement with the paper bags. So we're going to put that nickel fee on the paper bags to be an incentive for you when you leave the house to slip one of these in your pockets. Of course, if you're going to the big grocery stores, you're going to have a lot of plastic reusable bags in your trunk. So we can think we can pretty quickly change consumer behavior on this issue. Well, the largest issue we have now is the billions of bags that are polluting our waterways that are all over our environment. Last summer I was hiking the Adirondacks. I was on top of a high peak, and right below the high peak, I noticed plastic bags stuck in tiny oak trees on the top of this mountain. You think, how did this get up here? But the plastic bags have worked themselves into every corner of our environment. So sure, people will learn how to clean their bags and the hygiene around that, but it's something that's quite learnable.
If I can add.
Certainly.
If I can just add to that point, and we'll take a question. We would not be the first community to be doing this, and there is evidence in other locations that those arguments just aren't real. the statement that, oh, if you don't, if people don't clean it, they're going to be bringing disease and other types of bacteria to supermarkets that are going to affect other individuals. And there's just no proof for it, because we would not be the first. There's many other communities, there's other states that have looked into it and done something similar, and you don't see that there. So I think it's just sort of a red herring, as they call it. It's something that's tossed out there to make an argument against it, to scare the public, when in fact there's no truth in reality to it.
No, there's no way to get rid of them. Plastic bags aren't recyclable.
How? So you just throw them away?
Well, you throw them away. A lot of people put them in their recycle bin because they have aspirational thoughts about it. But you put that in your recycling bin, it doesn't get recycled. You can't do anything with it. You can't make a plastic bag into something else. It only goes into a landfill. A plastic bag that gets stuck in a tree could stay for 500 years. But it'll only come out of that tree, not because it biodegrades, because it breaks down into smaller pieces of plastic that will then land on the ground and be around for thousands more years. So there's no good end product for a plastic bag. Any plastic bag that you use in your lifetime will be around thousands of years from now. There's predictably been some pushback from retailers, but it's been more about, can we take some of the money from the fee? That's been the largest. You hear that retailers saying, well, we're going to have to stock a lot more bags, which makes no sense because they're already giving plastic and or paper away for free. So we invite the retailers to come along with us to help make our environment safer. So we know already they're on the bandwagon, they're giving bags out with their name on it, they're using the bags for advertising purposes. So we think it's going to be a short hiccup, but I think soon we'll all have it in us that when we leave the house, we think, do we have our bags with us? We have our wallet, we have our cell phone, we have our bag if we're going to go shopping.
I can, when I proposed the plastic bag ban in Erie County a number of years ago, we heard from area retailers, but one of the group of lobbyists that I should have expected to call us and contact us, that did contact us, was from the oil and petroleum industry.
Yeah.
Why? Because these plastic bags are basically a byproduct of oil and petroleum. And they were like talking about all the horrible things that will happen if we get rid of single-use plastic bags. And it had nothing to do with reality. It had everything to do with, if you got rid of single-use plastic bags, they would not be being made anymore, at least for this community and the state. And therefore, there would be not as much need for the oil and petroleum products that go into it. So it's not just retailers that are interested. They have different interests than what the lobbyists from the oil and petroleum and plastic industry did. And they were contacting us a few years ago when we proposed this, and they were pretty adamant against it. And I think they actually helped kill it in Erie County with some of the members of the legislature who didn't want to move on it. But that's why I'm very glad that the state is moving on it, because it's much better to have the state handle it anyway than just county by county. There are biodegradable options that are available. You go on the internet, you just put in biodegradable PET bag, and you'll find many different versions that are available that are safe, that do biodegrade, and we don't have to worry about them being here for thousands of years. I know that was a concern of a lot of folks. It's like, what am I going to do with Rover's leftover behinds? And there's lots of options to do that. And if you're old enough, you remember the old pooper scooper that that many cities had, which was a law on the books, that you had to carry your pooper scooper with you because you couldn't leave that behind for various reasons.
So why do the retailers want to come up with this? Like, do they get a cut for returning bottles and cans? So why do they need it's not like they have to have a facility to recycle or anything, so why do they want to cut?
You have to ask them, but it doesn't appear to be any logical reason, so... right now, there's no mood to share taxpayer money with private retailers. And then a particular note perhaps to the print media, there will be an exemption to allow plastic bags still to be used to pack newspapers in. Sabre stores are a retail operation. No, they will not be able to hand out plastic bags. Beer stores, liquor stores. There's still debate going on right now about the restaurant industry. Not the takeout industry, but more the restaurant that's giving to-go bags. So there's still discussion on how to handle them. Certainly what's going to happen is we're going to come up with a broad ban that should take care of most of the distributors of plastic bags. And then as we go on, I'm sure we're going to have to make some changes, but also as the industry changes. You know, even to note of the, you know, the newspapers. I was a paper boy when I was a child. There's no plastic wrap on the newspaper. So we managed to make it a very long time without wrapping things in plastic. But we sometimes have to pause to say, oh, that's right, I did go to the grocery store for years with no plastic bag. And we somehow managed to make it as a society, so I think we're gonna be able to continue on.
So where's the hang up in Albany right now?
The biggest hang up now really is the fight over the nickel. So the retailers, certainly the petrochemical industry, they're all pushing to have that money distributed to private hands, as opposed to being solely dedicated towards the Environmental Protection Fund. So I'm unclear. The governor definitely has some versions. No one seems to have any dispute about we want to ban plastic bags, but it's just the type of plan we come up with is what we're still actively negotiating. It could be at the end of the session because of the nickel component. Yeah, it's become a budget item because we want to place this in the budget and to dedicate that nickel solely into the Environmental Protection Fund revenue stream. And this is one of the ways to do that.
Given that Democrats have had control of the legislature for the past couple of years in Erie County, how come you haven't wanted to bring it up any further?
Because the governor proposed it in the state, and I felt maybe make most sense to have the state deal with it if they were going to deal with it. We had a number of other laws that we were getting through in the last few years, the fair housing law, the ethics law, the public health protection law, and I wanted to make certain I got those done while at the same time the governor was talking about this on a statewide level. I figured it made sense to let the state handle it and us address the other laws that we could on the local level.
Thank you.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.